Going over to the cemetery. I don't know why, I have plenty of stuff I could be doing with my day. I'm gonna go to the mausoleum, St. Joseph's, and also I'm curious to see how the new one is coming along. I don't think I know the name of the new one. Yeah, I'm trying to think if I know the name of the new one, but I don't think I do. I just passed. I don't remember which building it was anymore, but I'm on 48th Street. This is where I saw this fairly beautiful woman once. I saw her go into her apartment building. I guess it's more of a house. Buildings are only two stories. I guess three if you count the basement. Anyway, I saw her name on the mailbox. It was a very distinctive name. I looked it up. And just like that, there she was. And not only did I find her on Instagram and other places, but there was a picture of her using a payphone in one of the pictures. So that almost, it had the potential to be a magic moment, but I don't know. Okay, I just sort of let the trail go cold. Never saw her again. Don't remember her name now. Wonder how many people are aware, though, of how much of themselves they give away just by being around, just by walking, just by having a mailbox with your name on it. And how many people realize that creeps like me go home and find out who you are and look at you. There's something about being seen or seeing people. I can't quite put a finger on it, but simply seeing anything, there's no trace of it. You can't document the fact that I saw you. I mean, of course you can if you're shooting video or that sort of thing, but I mean, in a typical walking around, just being in public circumstance, I can see you and you can't, there's no documentary evidence of it. And even if there is video, or I could always just claim that I looked at you but didn't register. Your visage didn't register with me. Like, I just looked around while I was talking and I think I saw somebody standing on their front porch, but I don't know who that was and I wouldn't remember anything about them. I mean, how much of what we see is unseen? I guess the same could be said of hearing. You can be yelling as loud as you can at me, and I might not hear a single word you're saying. And there again, if I say I didn't hear you, even if I really did, it's my word against, well, it's my word. You've got to count on it. I've always thought this was an interesting part of Astoria. I forget sometimes how big it is, Astoria. I had sort of an amusing thing happen a little while ago, 20 minutes or half hour. I was dicking around with one of the link things. And I looked up and I saw the van for Telebeam. And they're one of the companies that got shoved out of the payphone business. But they have other... They did more than just payphones. They had like business phone customers or something. So they're not gone. I'm sure a lot of folks from the payphone biz wish they had diversified like that. And I don't know, maybe more of them did than I realized, but. So I'm coming up on, what is this anyway, the BQE. The BQE, which runs alongside the Grand Central Parkway. Somebody told me once that, or told me, I heard somebody on the radio once say that the definition of a parkway was, or what makes a parkway is the fact that it leads to a park. A city planner or an urban planner or, I don't know, maybe a highway roads person, I don't know, but she said that a parkway, most people's assumption is that a parkway is called a parkway because it has a bunch of trees on it. But that in reality, a parkway is a road that leads to a park that ends, or that its ultimate destination is a park. I've been meaning to follow up on that for years now. So I don't know why this person or anybody would say something like that if it wasn't if some element of truth to it. But. I'm crossing over the Grand Central Parkway where I see no trees whatsoever. At least not on the, well, I mean, it's a small stretch of road, but you know, however many times I've ever come here, I stay on, I guess this is the west side of 49th Street now, because the sidewalk on the other side has always been just a total mess. Looks like they cleaned it up some and they're building, I don't know what, some kind of garages or something. There's the new mausoleum still going up. I wonder where I'll end up in there. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. For as much thought as I gave the matter, I probably thought I would end up at Calvary. And then when they started doing the columbarium thing, that might have actually fortified that sort of assumption. Then I thought about it and realized I don't really like the way they do it. And I don't think I want to be outside. And as much as I don't like this particular place, St. Michael's, I guess it doesn't really matter. I also think it would just be hard to get a spot at Calvary. For all I know, it's hard to get a spot here. Who knows? Okay, here I am. Nice, the music's playing today. It wasn't playing last time. Or the last several times, really. Yeah, see, I look out the window here. And it's just this kind of spiky, ugly landscape. But if you stay inside, it's okay. Here's a newcomer. Marjorie Adasiak. I guess I'm pronouncing that right. Now they put this, we call it frosted glass, with Mary and Jesus. I guess that's who that is. Or, I don't know, could that, oh, it's Joseph and Mary, and then the infant Jesus, of course. This is new. Looks new to me. Wow, this guy was only 52. Rishiram Krishundat. That's a complicated name. To me, at least. Rishiram Krishundat. Wow, three double letters in his last name. Said he died in April, but I don't remember seeing that one before last time I was here, which, I don't know, it was probably a few months ago. There's another newcomer, at least for this year, John D. Shannon. And his wife got here 4 years ago, Madeline Shannon. They have a couple of these long yellow, I don't know what you call them, but they're used to place flowers and stuff on the upper level crypts. I'm sure there's a very characterful name for that gadget. Oh, I never noticed there's a power outlet here. Charge my phone, but I didn't bring the cable. I always used to think it was really wanky to do that, and I still do, but sometimes I carry it around anyway. So this is the southwest corner, I guess. I'm looking at number 134, sitting on a bench. So that device is called, or the brand name at least, is Mr. Long Arm. And I wouldn't think it's designed exclusively for this purpose, but I guess there's a niche business there. I've sat in this corner before. This would be the southeast corner, I guess. I never noticed before that they have air fresheners all over the place. And I also noticed they had, I can't think of what they're called now, pine cones. They put pine cones on the window sill. Well, not all of them. I wonder who the Romano family was. They have a conspicuously huge corner of the building. Gino and Maria Romano and family. It's behind a locked gate. And there's another couple of Christmas trees, or fake. Not fake, but I mean, yeah. Point being, it looks like somebody's been actively decorating this place. Rosa Romano and Giuseppe S. Romano. The latter of which looks like he died long before this place was built, 1983. I guess he was relocated. I might want to look them up later when I get home. The Romanos at St. Michael's. I remember this one. Yolanda Evangelista. 1933 to 2010. But yeah, whatever I might have said about how ugly this cemetery is outside, they did a pretty good job on the inside with these structures. At least this one. Actually, I should qualify that the other ones are pretty janky, I think. But those don't have the niches. Oh, yes, they do. But I don't know. I'd have to go look at them again to remind myself why I thought they were all unpleasant. This one has an American Airlines small model plane in it. It's not a model plane, it's like a plastic single-piece thing, but Nicholas J. Coletti. Maybe he was a pilot with American Airlines. It's 10 till 4. And the gates close at 5. I guess the air fresheners are here to quell the stench of death. But the pine cones, I don't know. There's a whole bank of, I never noticed these before. It's a bank of candles, but I'm gonna assume these are not actual flame candles. Fake electric candles, but whatever the case, they all have somebody's name on them. And their dates. I wonder if all these people are also here. Or if this is some sort of, what do they call it, cenotaph, something. A marker for, a memorial for somebody that isn't actually buried here. I mean, there's no way their ashes are in, these containers would be way too small for there to be ashes. No. I'm just looking out the window. I'm on the first floor now. Just remembering the first few times I ever came here. And how, what a hard time the security guns have given me in the past, but I just think it's surprising that they don't seem to have any security whatsoever in here. Or if they do, it's very discreet. If I ever get around to making my arrangements for here, I'll be sure to ask them. I was gonna wait for the music to cadence, but I think I'm just gonna head out.